Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling for some kind of information, help or whatever. I just copied a bunch of numbers off TV last night. I filled out an application for to get the shot for my mother and myself. I take care of her 24/7, 365 caregiver. I started filling out the application for UAB medicine vaccine, and the third question I think it asked was something like, "Is anybody coming with you or coming with the patient?" I put my name in there, and then I started filling out the rest of the application for my mother. Submitted it, and then turned right around and filled out an application for myself, my information. And she did not have an email address, but I put down my cell phone number, and I put my email address and phone number on my application. I'm getting the shot tomorrow, but it's not saying anything in regards to my mother having an appointment at the same time. How can I find this out? That's my main only question. How can I verify she's got an appointment with me?
Okay, so where did they tell you to go to do your
To the Hoover
vaccination?
Met.
Hoover?
Hoover Met.
Okay, so can you call Hoover? Did you call there?
They ain't open.
Okay, what time is your appointment tomorrow?
At 3:40, I believe.
Okay, well that'll give you time in the morning to call and to see. But there's no way that I can verify whether she'll be coming with you. They would have to do that, 'cause they're the one that's gonna be giving it to you. So they probably got it down there that she's supposed to be coming with you though. That's the only thing I can tell you to do. Just try to check back in the morning with the Hoover. You said Department of Health?
No, it's still UAB, but it's out there at the ballpark at the Hoover Met.
Okay. Well,
That's
yeah.
on 150.
Well, try first thing in the morning, or either you said it's given by who?
I went to UAB Medicine Vaccine, and the emails I'm getting are from, I can't say it, Teresa, Pressa, or something like that. But I'm not getting, it's kind of from UAB, but the email's coming from this website or whatever. But I've tried all weekend as soon as I started getting these emails, and everybody's closed
Well,
Monday through
anyway,
Friday.
yeah, anyway, you can email them back, whoever emailed you. Did you try
No,
that?
I've tried it. There's no reply to it, or you can't, tap on anything. But I got one today, saying, okay, and it's my email address to me. Fill out this other form of application or whatever, general information, instead of doing that when you get out there. Pre-register, what it is. And I mean, it starts out with just, okay, what's your birthday? That's the first question. I don't know whether to figure out to put hers in there or mine. I got to confirm. I mean, it's to me, but I don't know if it's me and her. I don't
Yeah.
know.
And when you sign up, you put her birthday right and your birthday right.
Correct. I mean, I had to fill out two separate applications. I mean, everything was her general information and health and insurance, everything. And then I submitted it, turned right around and did it for myself. And about a day or two later, or three, finally got saying, "Okay, we received your application."
So, yeah, that is kind of crazy that this video was just sent back for you. What else can I tell you? You need to try Yeah, try those two places. Call that place and then where you're supposed to be going, call that place and then call the hospital, whoever you else you say was supposed to be over it. And then is it a drive up or is it you have to go inside?
I think it's just a drive-through. I'm not sure.
A drive-through.
I couldn't tell you 100% how they got it set up out there.
Okay, well, is she's okay to get out with you?
Barely. I mean,
Oh, barely.
she's 88 years old, and she's in a wheelchair, and broke both hips, had two heart attacks, she's diabetic.
Oh,
She got
gosh.
macular degeneration.
Okay. Yes, she got a lot going on. Did not see why you're trying to see before you go. Could you take her on with you? Yeah, she got a lot going on though, but you don't really want to move unless you're gonna try to
I'm
take
gonna
on
take
with
her.
you.
Oh yeah, that's all
Okay,
I'm gonna say.
yeah.
Give
And
her a
just see,
shot.
yeah, see, could they just go ahead on and do her until you put in for the application for both of you all, and you just said no. Could you go ahead on and do her since of her? You know, she's like got a lot of issues, health issues going on, so they might be able to go ahead on and do her. And you say she's 88 too?
She's 88. She'll be 89
Yeah,
come
she should have been. Yeah, they should have been notified you all. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
So yeah, go ahead and
I got the only thing different on either one of our applications was I did not put an email address for her, but my cell phone number is on there. My cell phone number is on there. I mean,
Yes. You
I
know
don't
what somebody
know.
else did? Somebody else said that the other day that called in to make an appointment. What she told, she said that she had made her appointment already way before her neighbors did. And she said she didn't put her email address, but her neighbors gave her email address. And they said the only thing different was with her was the email address. And they got called before she did. So that might have been what happened then with the email.
I mean that's something. I mean she's doing good to use a phone. She don't. She
Yes.
can't. She can't dial a number. She has trouble going to and from contact list or keyboard. I mean she's got dementia, and I mean
Yeah, and
sometimes
look like that
it
with the
comes.
age. Yeah, with the age, they wouldn't be expecting all of that from the people that's older, you know.
I mean so she don't have no use for no email. She's got one, but. A lot of times she'll go in there and play around and do this, that, and the other, and I don't know what she's doing, and everything kind of disappears.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I mean.
Yes, sir. But so what I would do is first thing in the morning, around about 8 or something, I'd get up and call those numbers and just check in with them. And then about the time you need to go, about 3 something that evening, you said your appointment's at 3 something. By that time, you ought to be able to find out something, whether you'll be able to just bring home with you. And I'm sure they should tell her, make sure you tell them about her, health issues. And they'll probably just tell you to go ahead on and bring her also because you did register her. Just let them know that you registered at the same time. And then you're coming and you're her son and you're her caregiver, so you shouldn't have no problem with that.
Like
Tomorrow.
I said, I did hers first because she's more important. She needs it more
Yes,
than I do.
yes, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yep.
Well, all right
Okay,
then. Look,
sir.
I was just calling all these numbers trying to find out if they could tell me anything. So,
Yeah. So
all
check
right.
those two places in the morning, first thing in the morning. I'm hopefully you'll get through to somebody and let you know something. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay,
Appreciate
you're welcome. You're welcome, and thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, sir. And have a great evening.
All right.
All
You
right,
do the
thank
same.
you. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.